Harvard president faces backlash for her testimony on antisemitism on campus. A Harvard Jewish student organization has criticized Harvard's president, Claudine Gay, for her testimony over antisemitism on campus following her hearing before Congress on December 5. When pressed during her testimony, President Gay repeatedly equivocated, refusing to characterize calls for the genocide of Jews as a breach of Harvard's code of conduct, instead saying the offense depends on the context, the Jewish student Harvard Hillel said in its statement. President Gay's refusal to draw a line around threatening antisemitic speech as a violation of Harvard's policies is profoundly shocking given explicit provisions within the conduct code prohibiting this kind of bullying and harassment, the student organization added. The criticism came after Ms. Gay, alongside Liz McGill, president of the University of Pennsylvania, and Sally Kornbluth, president of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, testified before the Congress over campus antisemitism on December 5. The hearing, titled Holding Campus Leaders Accountable and Confronting Antisemitism, was called by Chairwoman Virginia Fox of the House Committee on Education and the Workforce. During the testimony, Representative Elise Stefanik pressed Ms. Gay to answer whether calling for the genocide of Jews and the elimination of Israel violates Harvard's codes of conduct. We embrace a commitment to free expression and give a wide berth to free expression even of views that are objectionable, outrageous and offensive, Ms. Gay responded. In its statement, the Harvard Hillel said, "A call for genocide against Jews is always a hateful incitement of violence." President Gay's failure to properly condemn this speech calls into question her ability to protect Jewish students on Harvard's campus. In addition, the Harvard Hillel noted that chants to globalize the Intifada, an endorsement of violent terrorist attacks against Jewish and Israeli civilians, and From the River to the Sea, an eliminationist slogan intended to deprive Jews of their right to self-determination in Israel, have become tragically routine at Harvard. The organization urged Harvard to take action against antisemitism on campus. President Gay's testimony fails to reassure us that the university is seriously concerned about the antisemitic rhetoric pervasive on campus. We call on President Gay to take action against those using threatening speech that violates our community standards, the organization said. Harvard University has faced intense criticism since more than 30 of its student groups signed a letter blaming Israel for being entirely responsible for the October 7 attack, when Hamas terrorists launched a surprise assault into Israel, killing over 1,200 civilians, including Americans. While December 5's testimony was the fourth time the House has held regarding the campus antisemitism issue since October 7, it was the first hearing to summon presidents of universities to testify. "We have seen a dramatic and deeply concerning rise in antisemitism around the world, in the United States and on our campuses, including my own," Ms. Gay said at the testimony. "I know many in our Harvard Jewish community are hurting." Ms. Stefanik, a Harvard alumnus, posted on X after the hearing. At today's hearing, Harvard's president shamefully refused to say whether the calling for the mass violence and genocide of the Jewish people is considered harassment or bullying according to Harvard's own code of conduct, Ms. Stefanik said. "Claudine Gay should resign immediately." This is not the first time Ms. Stefanik has called for Harvard president's resignation. During a House hearing on confronting the scourge of antisemitism on campus on November 14, Ms. Stefanik and other GOP Harvard graduates called on Ms. Gay to resign for enabling antisemitism on campuses. Hedge fund manager Bill Ackman, a Harvard alumnus and a vocal critic of colleges for their failed responses to campus antisemitism, posted on X following the testimony. "The president's answers reflect the profound educational, moral, and ethical failures that pervade certain of our elite educational institutions due in large part to their failed leadership," Mr. Ackman said. "They must all resign in disgrace." During the hearing, Ms. Fox told the three university presidents that the current rise of antisemitism did not come out of nowhere. "There are cultures at your universities that foster it." According to the Anti-Defamation League, from October 7 to November 7, 1 month after the war began, antisemitism on campus has increased by more than 10 times, from 12 cases in 2022 to 124 over the same period. The Epoch Times has reached out to Ms. Gay for comment.